Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits for Thursday, June 14th edition. We have a four-game early, a four-game main. There's one game extra if you're playing the all-day. All in all, not the best slate. Hey, but the U.S. Open's gone, and there's carnage already. That's a blast. I know it's a baseball pod, but if you pay attention to my work, which I'm assuming some do, like maybe one or two of you, that do love my golf, absolutely love my golf. So it's second to baseball for me. So it's a good tournament. But you're here for your baseball talk. The Giants-Marlins is the early game. it's Derek Rodriguez versus Dan Straley, total 8.5. Not really in love with either pitcher in that game if you're going to go there, but the bats can be in play, like a Justin Bour, Derek Dietrich, maybe a Brandon Crawford. See what lineups come out, because it's a getaway day, an early game for the Giants. It could be a really, really interesting set of players out there. So see what you get there if you're playing the all-day, or I know FanDuel has some early slates and stuff like that. So check that out. If you have any questions about that, hit me up on Twitter at BDIntric or the Slack chat, and I'll definitely answer whatever you have there the best of my abilities. Your other totals on the slate: Rockies, Phillies, 8.5, Twins, Tigers, 8.5, Indians, White Sox, 9, Astros, A's, 7.5. So there's your early slate. Then your night slate's all about that offense, baby. It's Rays, Yankees, 8.5, Padres, Braves, 8.5, Mets, D-backs, 9, Red Sox, Mariners, 8.5. So both GPP only slates, folks. Do not get crazy with the DraftKings. Maybe do a small multiplier or stuff like that. Today's a great day for the Draft app. Let me tell you about the Draft app. Go to Draft in your app store or draft.com. It's a great way to play fantasy sports. You draft in under 5 minutes and you get paid out the next day if you so choose. You draft a pitcher, 2 infielders/DH, 2 outfielders. It is tons and tons of fun. There's head-to-heads, 3-man, 6-man, 10-man. You name it, they've got it. They also have golf. Obviously teed off today, so you have to wait till next week. They have hockey, well, when, you know, the Caps are done getting drunk and hosting the Cup, which has been amazing. Ovechkin, absolutely awesome stuff to watch there. They have the NBA, same thing, ditto for next year. But they also have best ball for the NFL kicking off right now, which is a ton of fun. Best ball slow drafts, I think they even have some regular fast drafts if you want. But all of that is great, and the moral of the story is use promo code SDSports when you make your first deposit, and you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament, a free $3 best ball, a free $3 golf, a free $3 baseball, just a free $3 tournament of your liking. So go check it out, draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SDSports when you check out and you get entry to a free $3 tournament. Okay, let's get into these little dinky four-game slates and see what we get to look at. I mentioned the early slate, we get the Astros. Well, that means you're going to have one of their aces on the mound. And you got Justin Verlander at $13,100 at the Oakland A's. You saw what Garrett Cole did last night. He pitched really well, still gave up the long ball. That's what the pesky A's can do. Verlander is known to give up the long ball. This is what he does. He gets up, you know, he has a couple starts where he doesn't get any, but for the most part, he gives up dominage. But he also gets a lot of strikeouts. And that's why you like a guy like Justin Verlander. When you're looking at Verlander, he has a K percentage of 27.5%, where the A's strike out 23% of the time. Big fly ball guy, as we mentioned. A's have the lowest total, 3.3. Lefty's hitting 206, righty's 250. Wouldn't be shocked if the A's ran into one or two. Wouldn't be shocked if Verlander strikes out 13. It's the best of both worlds. It's a crappy pitching slate. Well, it's better than the late slate, let's put it that way. But Verlander, by far, the option to go to if you're paying up. It's kind of like Chris Sale yesterday. Chris Sale dominated. You kind of pick your poison there. If you don't want to go there, you go to a guy like Mike Clevinger at $9,700. A lot riskier, but a lot cheaper than the one, the only, Justin Verlander. He's faced the White Sox once this year, 6 2/3, 1 earned 7Ks, 27.4 DraftKings points. He's been on a bit of a roller coaster ride, kind of a good, a bad, good, a bad type situation right now, facing a White Sox team that strikes out over 24% of the time. That's why we loved our boy Trevor Bauer last night, who was pure filth, striking out the world. Clevenger can get into walk problems. If he's not walking guys, he's pitching really, really well. The White Sox team totals 4.3, lefties 329, righties 292. They do have some guys that can get you in a little bit of trouble, but not a ton. So you never know what can happen, which Clevenger shows up. But if the good one shows up, he's going to be in for a great start, could get you 20, 25 points, and you're sitting pretty. Could also get a little rough. So if you want to go there and differentiate yourself, you can. If not, you go to Verlander, or you drop down to a guy like Vincent Velasquez, who just burned everybody his last time out, including myself. I'm not going to sugarcoat that one at all. He gave up 10 runs his last outing, minus 10.4 points. Prior to that, was really, really good. Basically 18 or more points in six straight starts. He was pitching really, really good. And Pivetta last night got beat up a bit. He still got us like 3 points. Whoop-de-doo. But he did what we wanted him to do, is he struck out the Rockies. I think he had 6 Ks by the end of his 5 innings. They strike out over 23% of the time. Velasquez a 25% K rate. Does give up some hard contact, which is concerning. We saw that in the last start. But we've seen Nola dominate. We've seen Pivetta get the strikeouts but get hit around. And the reason why we target Colorado, we talk about it time and time again, they're not that good versus right-handed pitching. They've gotten better of late, so maybe it was just a slow start to the year. But you look at a guy like Vince Velasquez, lefties hit 313, righties only 274. So, you know, you got Cargo, you got Parra, you got the rookie catcher Murphy. There's probably some Blackman, of course, that is a scary one. But it's kind of an interesting option at $7,100 because it's a guy you don't get at this price point a lot that could get you 25-plus points. He could also, like we saw last week, get you minus 10. If you want to go below Velasquez, Lance Lynn is $6,900, which is oh so nice, at the Detroit Tigers. Lynn's been pitching pretty darn good this year of late. He's faced the Tigers once, 6 2/3, 5 shutout innings, 4 strikeouts for 23 DraftKings points. Better at home than on the road, but his last 4 starts, he's got you 18 or more DraftKings points, 21 or more in 3 of those starts. Really looking like maybe, just maybe, signing late got him off to a slow start. Maybe. You never know. Maybe random stuff's happening. But everybody was high on Lynn. I know we talked about him on multiple podcasts before the season. He's a good pitcher. He's better than what he started out as. He's got a strikeout rate of about 20.5%. Detroit strikes out about 21.5% of the time. Detroit's team total is 4.1. Lefties 394. Righties 315 versus Lance Lynn. But the Tigers have a 297 wOBA and a 143 ISO, both below average versus right-handed pitching. So Lance Lynn makes for an interesting pivot on this slate at $6,900 if you don't want to go to Vince Velasquez. One thing I like to do if you want to be really GPP crazy, you play Velasquez and you play Lynn. You roll the dice. You hope they both get you. You hope they both pitch great and get you 20-plus points. And then you also get all the bats in the world. You can stack Houston against Frankie Montas. You can get a lot of Philadelphia bats versus Germán Márquez. You can have a ton and ton of fun about that. So that's where I'd be going on this slate. You got Verlander, Clevenger, Velasquez, Lynn. And if for some reason you need to punt a pitcher, like below Lynn, Mike Fulmer's 5,500. I'm going to mention him just because I know he's been bad. He's faced Minnesota once this year, 5 2/3, 1 earned 5 Ks for 20.6 DraftKings points. He got 25 points his last time out against Cleveland, but prior to that, a 6.7 and a minus 6.5. Prior to that, was pitching really, really well. So it's just an up and down roller coaster ride with Fulmer, and he is facing a Minnesota team that maybe throws out a crappier lineup than normal. Getaway days, random stuff happens. They do strike out 22% of the time. Lefties 367, righties 328 versus Fulmer. So it's not the worst punt in the world, but it's not the greatest. So those are the guys I'm looking at for you there. You got Verlander up top. Then you got Clevenger, Velasquez, Lynn, Fulmer. I think, if you want to live in the Velasquez, Lynn, Fulmer realm, you get all the bats. It'll be really different on this slate. But Verlander could be that guy that's just going to be so damn good, you can't avoid it. Let's go into the bats real quick on this part of the slate. You got the catcher position. Gattis mentioned I loved him yesterday. He double-donged. He's 38 versus Frankie Montas. He's in play again today, the way he's crushing the baseball. You don't expect him to double-dong every day, but he's been just putting productive at-bat after productive at-bat for Gattis, especially in Gattis standards, which is really, really good. You got Houston, who has a 4.2 team total. Lefties 222, righties 291. Extremely small sample versus Frankie Montas, so don't go running with that. Got a guy like Yan Gomes versus the lefty Carlos Rodon, who's a good pitcher, but we'll see what he's got at 3,400. Tom Murphy behind the dish for Colorado at 32 is worth a look as well. Slide down a little farther, maybe a John Hicks at 29 versus Lance Lynn. And then you kind of want to see lineups because you might get like a Mitch Garver or a Bobby Wilson versus Fulmer. Stuff like that, you're going to get some interesting getaway day catching options for value. First base, you know, you got Edwin versus Rodon. We know Edwin loves himself some lefties. Cleveland has a 4.7 total, highest on the day slate. Lefties 475, righties 327. Again, extremely small sample versus Carlos Rodon, but Edwin at 49 could be a solid look for you there. Jose Abreu at 41 is a sneaky GPP type play. But I'm looking at guys like Carlos Santana at 4K versus Germán Marquez. Philadelphia's got a 4.5 essentially team total, second highest on the slate. Lefties 325, righties 298. I love the Phillies in this game. If they let us down, they let us down. But I think this is a great place to go. I think a lot of people want to go to Houston, which I don't hate. But I think Philly's definitely in play here. Santana at 4K is in play. If you do want to kind of get sneaky and play a few Oakland bats and GPPs for home run upside, we mentioned how good Verlander's been. You know, lefties 206, righties 205. But when you're playing GPP plays against him, you're playing for home runs, and that's Matt Olson at 3,900. Just want to throw him out there. Not saying just run to play him by any means. Yerly Gurriel, Houston's bats have been on fire in the two games in Oakland. They've been hitting much better on the road just in general this year. Gurriel's got three straight games of double digits, 17, 10, 29, even had eight before that. So he's swinging a good stick. He's 3,800 bucks. Always overlooked, very much overlooked in on the slates. Other than that, like a Nico Goodrum at 33 went deep yesterday, kind of hinted around yesterday with the injury to Cabrera that there could be a lot of changes coming up there. You got Logan Morrison for a punt at 3,100 with the power upside at his matchup as well. Second base, you got Altuve at 49, always in play. Brian Dozier at 4K is not bad, but like a Yoan Moncada at 39 versus Clevinger. If you're not using Clevinger, I'm not saying stack Chicago. But a Moncada at 39 could very much be worth a look for you there. Other than that, it's a pretty rough slate because you got your Jed Lowry versus Verlander if you want to go there, but I'm not running to go there. This might be a spot to pay up or completely punt when lineups come out. Third base, you got Jose Ramirez at 53. He's definitely worth a look. Arenado at 49. I do like me some Eduardo Escobar at 4,400. I think that's a really solid play. Alex Bregman had the day off yesterday. I'm assuming it's just a random day off. Didn't see an injury of any sort. He's been swinging a really good stick. So 4,300 for Bregman is a good look. Jaime Candelario at 3,900. If you're not going with Lynn, he could be a nice pivot play as well. Pretty low-owned guy most of the time. Yolmer Sanchez against Clevinger is another lefty you can look to target Clevinger with if you so choose to do so. Shortstop position. Lindor at 52 is a good play. Switch hits, hits lefties really, really well. Not too much to be worried about there. Carlos Correa at 45 is heating up. Mentioned Eduardo Escobar being a fan of that play quite a bit. Farther down, though, it's pretty rough. Pretty, pretty rough. So maybe an Adrianza at 29 I do like as a cheaper play on this slate. That's actually one I can get behind. Other than that, again, check your lineups. Nothing standing out tremendously here. Black in the outfield, Blackman at 52 is definitely in play. Springer at 51, not bad either. But Eddie Rosario at 5K is very, very solid. I do like that. Leonis Martin at 44 has been hitting the ball really, really hard of late, so keep an eye on him against Lynn. Farther down, you look at Chris Davis, double-donged yesterday off of Cole. He could be in play as a GPP play versus Verlander. Cargo versus Velasquez at 39 is an interesting GPP-type play as well. You go down to guys like Odubel Herrera is only 37 versus Marquez, I like a lot. Daniel Polka at 36, another guy like Leonis Martin hitting the ball really, really hard. Martin's been getting the results, Polka hasn't. So keep an eye on Polka at 36 is a cheaper option for you as well. The farther down you look, though, you know, maybe again Nico Goodrum could be in play for you. Gerardo Parra is 33. Max Kepler at 32 is too cheap. That's a really good look for you there. Nick Williams will be sitting in the middle of the Philadelphia order at 32, so you can get some value here in the outfield if you really need to. And there'll obviously be other guys that pop up, like a Robbie Grossman at 29, and then others as well that will show their face later on. So there you have the early four-game slate recap of the pitchers that are in play. You got Verlander far and away up top at 13-1. You got Clevinger you can take a look at. You got Velasquez at 71, Lynn at 69. Mike Fulmer at $5,500. Now let's get into the late four-game slate. And this late slate is extremely ugly. When it comes to pitching, bad, bad, bad. You got Blake Snell up top at 10-9 at the New York Yankees. One of his worst starts of the year is against New York. We know the power that New York brings to the plate. If you want to be contrarian, we know the upside of Blake Snell, and he can shut down anybody on any given night. He's a great play in that respect. If you don't want to be that risky, you don't go there. That's just pick your poison. But 10-9 for Blake Snell, you know, could definitely be interesting. The Yankees have the highest total on the slate against the highest priced pitcher on the slate. You don't see that every day. Let's just put it, that's where this gets interesting. You don't see that every day. Yankees do strike out 23% of the time versus lefties. Blake Snell striking out about 24%. So in GPPs, which is all you should be playing tonight, he makes for a very intriguing play. He's 10-9. You can get bats elsewhere tonight. And no one's going to want to own him, but just that risk is tremendous. So keep that in mind. After that, you got a guy like David Price at $8,600 against the Seattle Mariners. It'll be in Seattle. It'll be against a team that we know can hit lefties. Nelson Cruz is on absolute fire. He loves homering versus lefties, especially at home. They only strike out 20% of the time versus lefties. Price bringing a 24% K rate into the game. Seattle's team total is only 4, one of the lower ones on the slate. Lefties 288, righties 335. So righties have gotten to David Price of late. Let's take a look at how Price has been doing to get an idea just how crazy this could be. He's got a 21, 22, 15, 26, 35. So he's pitched pretty good. And on a slate like this, this is an arm you can get behind at $8,600. So Price is on the list. Domingo Herman at $6,700. Very, very sketchy play. He got beat up a bit his last time out. He has not faced Tampa Bay yet this year. He's averaging 10 points a game at home. He got beat up, but he still ended up getting 9 Ks for 22 DraftKings points. He's got a 22, a 7, a 17, a 3.5. He's up and down. GPP all the way at $6,700. He's facing a Tampa Bay team that strikes out about 22% of the time. He walks too many guys, gives up some hard contacts. Tampa Bay's got the lowest total on the slate at 3.75. Lefties 265, righties 350 off Herman. I think the Rays bats are a nice play in this game, but Herman on this slate is in play with that strikeout upside against the Rays. The last guy I'll mention is Anibal Sanchez at $5,500. I was all over Anibal's last start. Got you 19 points against the Dodgers. He's gone 19, 24, a bad start against the Mets, 26.5, 14. He's been really, really good since coming back from the DL for Anibal Sanchez standards. And he's at home. Yes, it's a pitcher's park, but he's facing the San Diego Padres, who we know we live to the target. They strike out 26% of the time versus righties. He gives up a lot of hard contact, but, you know, average fly ball, ground ball type guy, kind of a 1-to-1 ratio with him. They have a 4 total, second lowest on the slate. Lefties 381, righties 264. The lefties in that lineup aren't the most devastating guys in the world. You got Spangenberg, you got Jankowski, you got Eric Hosmer, Galvis. They'll throw some randos out there, but they're not the ones that light the world on fire. Could they get to him? Sure, but for $5,500, this is outstanding. Again, the strikeout rate of the Padres, 288 WOBA, 126 ISO, both way below average versus right-handed pitching. You got to look at the Padres, Sanchez on the slate. He should be chalk. Where I'd go is if you want to get contrarian, you go with Blake Snell and Sanchez, or Blake Snell and Price. If you want to just be normal, you go Price and Sanchez and then get all the bats you want. That's the way I look on this slate. It's a crappy slate. So let's look at the catchers. You got Gary Sanchez versus Snell at 4K. He's been struggling, but could be a nice look for you there. But John Ryan Murphy against Vargas at 35 is an option I can definitely get behind. When you look at the D-backs in this matchup, they have a team total of 4.6, second highest on the slate behind the Yankees. Lefties 252, righties 341. That's against Steven Matz. Vargas is supposed to be getting the start today, though, but still, Vargas getting absolutely destroyed. So don't worry too much about that. It's probably worse than the Matz numbers. You go down to a guy like Wilson Ramos at 3,500. Mentioned the reverse splits of Herman, so Ramos could definitely be in play for you there. Devin Mesoraco versus Mike Cook at 3,200. Cook is not good. If he throws up a good one, it's because the Mets' bats suck. So Cook, I guess, could be a GPP-relevant play. I'll just say it now. Lefties hit 396, righties 464 off Cook. He's horrible, absolutely horrible. The Mets have a team total of 4.4. That's how bad Cook is. But the Mets' bats are pretty bad, so if you want to be contrarian, because everyone's going to go to Sanchez at 55, you could look at Cook and just, or you could take the night off. Let's put it out there to you. Maybe just take the night off, enjoy some time with your loved ones. Cats, dogs, people, whatever you got. Just spend some time with yourself. Who knows? Check out the lineups, maybe some other catchers options there. first base, you got Goldie at 5,600 versus Vargas. That's an outstanding play. That is just lock and load. If not, you got Freddie Freeman at 54 is in play for you. Mitchie Two Bags at 45 versus King Felix is worth a look. CJ Crone, again, mentioning the reverse splits of Herman at 4K is in play. But Jake Bowers, 3,900, could be interesting. GPP type play there for you. If you are fading David Price, which many won't be because they'll be using him, the Mariners are some nice plays here. I got like Ryan Healy, who has a lot of power versus lefties at $3,600. Could be a nice look for you there. So, yeah, if you want to just be really weird, you go with like Blake Snell and Matt Cook and then play Mariners and stuff like that. You'll have every contrarian angle you want. You don't need to go contrarian in everything, though. So just maybe go Blake Snell and Sanchez and still get all the Mariners. That could be a way to go. Second base, you got Ozzie Albies at 47. He's hopefully starting to heat up again. Gleyber Torres is in play for you. Ketel Marte is definitely worth the look, too, as he switch hits and is on fire. He's second base shortstop eligible. In that same game, as Drubal Cabrera at 37 is also worth a look for you there. Value-wise, Chris Owings at 32 versus a lefty is definitely worth a look at that price point, too. Third base position, you're going to have the likes of Jake Lamb at 42, not so much versus a lefty. But Miguel Andujar at 49 is in play. Todd Frazier at 41, I don't mind at all. Both looks for you there. Spangenberg, if you're fading Sanchez at 35, is a nice kind of value play. Rafael Devers, only $3,400 versus King Felix, is criminal. I'm going to keep playing him. If they keep pricing him like this, I'm going to keep playing him because the kid is too good. Too much GPP. It's the same argument people make for Matt Carpenter, yet they don't make it for Rafael Devers, and that frustrates me. But lefty's 396, righty's 335 against Felix. So I'll just keep running Devers out there and seeing how it goes. Yoan Camargo at 32 could be another cheapie you could take a look at in that lineup. Shortstop position, you're going to have some fun here with Xander Bogaerts. We got Jean Segura at 49, definitely an intriguing play if you're fading Price. Bogaerts at 46 is in play. Didi Gregorius at 43. Tons of power versus left-handed pitching, so don't just sleep on that. Again, we mentioned Ketel Marte already at 38. Nick Ahmed is a kind of contrarian play at 36. Is in play for you here. Willy Adames at 35, making his first appearance at Yankee Stadium. The kid could put on a show. He's got so much power. Lots of swing and miss, but so much power as well. So keep an eye on that. Then you head to the outfield where everybody will be available. Mookie Betts at 6K is in play. Benintendi at 57 is outstanding. He's on fire. You got JD, you got Judge and Stanton. I'd stick with the Red Sox there over Judge and Stanton, but you know how that goes. Nelly Cruz at 44 keeps crushing baseballs. Can't hate that play at all. Even if you want to have just Cruz in your price lineup, I don't hate it. That's something I can get behind. You got Markakis and Haniger at 43 and 42, both in play for you. Brandon Nimmo at 4K, absolutely love. I think it's a great play versus Cook. Very good play there. You go down farther, you got guys like Aaron Hicks, who hits lefties really, really well. Inciarte, Conforto is only 35 versus Cook, so you can definitely leave a lot of money on the table tonight if you want. If you want to target, you know, the Mets are cheap. You got some cheaper Red Sox, surprisingly. Seattle's cheap. You can do a few different things and leave a lot of cash on the table and still have a very good lineup. Chris Owings, 32. Ben Gamel at 32, not so much tonight, but he's worth a look. There'll be a lot of options when these lineups come into play. So check us out in the Slack chat. Lots of info for you there. Recapping your pitching real quick. You got David Price, Herman, Sanchez, and the contrarian nature of Blake Snell on the late slate. So yeah, nothing making you run home to mom and dad about on that one. Rough go of it there. Let's talk BVP real quick for you. If you're playing the early slate, McCutcheon, it's not, nothing worth it there. But Odubel Herrera, 2-for-3 with a double. Carlos Gonzalez, 6-for-12, two doubles and a homer versus Velasquez. We're looking at the Twins-Tigers game, not big sample. Eddie Rosario, 4-for-8 with a homer. Dozier, two doubles and a homer off Fulmer. Jose Abreu, 3-for-11 with a homer off Clevinger, not crazy. Jose Ramirez, 5-for-15 with a double and a triple off Rodon. Rajai Davis, 6-for-19, two doubles. Rajai does hit lefties really, really well. Something to keep in mind there. Luke Roy and Chris Davis have both taken Verlander deep in small samples. Marwin Gonzalez, same with Frankie Montas, 1-for-2 with a homer, so nothing really crazy there. Gary Sanchez, 4-for-10 with a double and three homers off Blake Snell for you BVP lovers. Four hits, four extra base hits is pretty damn solid. Stanton, 1-for-5 with a homer. Nick Markakis, 5-for-8. Inciarte, 6-for-16 with a double off of Tyson Ross. Here's a BVP. Eric Hosmer is 15 for 43. That's a 349 average with five doubles and a home run off Anibal Sanchez. So that's not horrible BVP. Alex Avila has been horrible, so I'm not going to mention his BVP because it's actually decent versus Vargas, but he's been horrible. Nelson Cruz, 9 for 28. It's a 321 average with two home runs off of David Price. Kyle Seager's only hitting 200, but out of the four hits, he's two doubles and a homer. Jackie Bradley, 3 for 10 with a double and a homer off Felix. Nothing crazy. Mitchie Twobags, two homers off of Felix, but nothing crazy there as well. So, yeah, a very blah slate. I'm trying to make it sound as fun as possible, but there's really nothing that fun about it. Four-game early, four-game late, nine-game all day. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter, at BDIntric, or hit us up at TheSportsDGens, TheSportsDGens.com. The DMs are always open there. And get an invite into the Slack chat. We'll answer all your questions. It's a good building community that I really, really like. And, you know, most people talk about their Slack chats, and you have to pay for them. Ours is free, like everything we do. It's free. So come check it out. It's no private deal or anything like that. It's just come on, have some fun. But good luck. We'll have a fun, full Friday slate coming up for you. The World Cup kicks off today. Francisco has your future bets. He has your phase one match bets. He's got it all. So go check all that out. We've got a few riders potentially coming up on the site, which will be a lot of fun. Always looking for contributors. So let us know. But good luck on your Thursday slates. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, June 14th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.